in the 50s, things started to get much more Americanized, not only in the funeral industry, but in the neighborhood. And more people were coming in. More and more people were speaking English. It wasn't just a foreign neighborhood anymore, a melting pot. So even the new guys coming in were speaking English. And unless you're of Slovenian or Yugoslav descent, you take a name like Zakrajšek with 9 letters in it, and there's a R next to a J and a S next to a J, and you people didn't know how to pronounce that. And it was so long, so he Americanized it and simplified it. Actually, he called it simplifying, by he lopped off the last part of it and just let it Z-A-K, and he shortened it to that so people could say it better, pronounce it, spell it, and we didn't have a problem of wondering if people were pronouncing it correct or having to put them through the position of not pronouncing it correctly. So he shortened the name just to make it, I guess, more Americanized. That was the thing in the 50s. And that's where we are today. But a funny story is that my kids now, which are the fifth generation, they really like the original name Zakrajšek, and two of them are actually thinking on changing their name back to Zakrajšek from Zach. And I'm thinking, why would you want to do that, all the trouble we went through? And people, I mean, the same problems with that name still exist today than did then, is that unless you know how to speak the language or something similar, you're not going to be able to pronounce that name properly or spell it properly.